So first of all, welcome everyone to the 2023 LAC seminar. It's great to see so many people here in person. I believe we've got about 180 people signed up to be here in person and close to 300 people who are joining us online today. I just wanted to just sort of mention in terms of the logistics and sort of format. So we're in person here on the Cape Town today, and sort of virtual for the rest. Last year, we tried to be in two places at the same time, and the sort of feedback was that didn't work entirely. So we've reverted to this sort of format of being in person on one side, virtual for the rest, and we will swap locations from year to year. So it's intentional that we're in Cape Town this year because the convention is in Joburg, and next year it's going to be the other way around. So first of all, just to really make a special word of thanks to our sponsors, Millimans. Really sort of appreciate your support that enables today to be the success that it is. Also, just to remind everybody, you would have seen a link in your invite to a survey that Millimans are running. So there's still time to complete that. And the results of that survey, the prize will be awarded at the close of today's session, I believe. Then also just to note to everybody, the IFRS 17 and Ron Richmond's slot have been swapped around. So whereas IFRS 17 was meant to be starting at 9:45, it'll be 2:15 and vice versa for Ron's session. A couple of other housekeeping things, those people in person, obviously, please ensure your cell phones are on silent. Also, those people who are in person, you can ask your questions virtually in the channel, in the Zoom link, but you can also ask them in person. So stick up your hand and just wait for Nikki or Gail to come across with the microphone before you start talking, because the sessions are recorded. And then also the Q&A channel. Yeah, so please ask your questions in the Q&A channel. We'll address those at the appropriate time. That's the Q&A channel. The chat channel is just reserved for technical issues, so preferably don't use that one unless you've got a technical problem online. And then finally, location of restrooms out and to the sides if you haven't found them. And then I just wanted to thank everybody, the speakers, the chairs of the various sessions, the organizers. I want to thank you all in advance for all the incredible sort of effort and contribution that you're making. And so with that, I'll hand over to Yashotin. I'm handing over to Nabila, who will be chairing the first morning slot up to tea and introducing the first slot. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Pete. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the first session. First up, we have a debate on whether the product design of new generation risk products demonstrate that actuaries have learned from mistakes made with universal life. We are very fortunate to have skilled debaters with us today who have a combined experience of over 100 years. So on the one side of that debate, we have with us joining virtually is Anthony Asher. So Anthony is an actuary and part-time associate professor at the University of New South Wales Business School. His working life has been divided between university teaching and a variety of professional roles, including chief actuary of a life insurer, consultant actuary to a range of companies and governments, and with APRA. Within the Institute, he is currently a member of Council and the Retirement Strategy Group and the convener of the Retirement Incomes Working Group. On Anthony's side is Jason Lakey, sitting here next to me. And Jason is the Life Products Actuary at Nedbank Insurance. He has over 15 years of experience in financial services. And in this time, he has gained in-depth technical and leadership experience in the actuarial, financial, and risk management aspects of retail insurance, bank assurance, and to a lesser extent, corporate insurance business. On the other side of the debate, we have David O'Brien, also sitting next to me. David is the founder of Meerkat. He has 27 years' experience in the financial services industry, many of which have been spent working at the coalface in a number of diverse areas within a large financial services organization. His personal vision is to make a difference in people's lives, and his professional vision has emerged as making a difference in people's financial lives through product solutions delivered via digital technology. On David's side is Andrew Warren. Andrew is an actuary with 30 years of experience in the insurance industry. In his career in industry, he ran the product development, customer strategy, and marketing divisions of a listed life insurer. While his focus over the last 6 years has been insurance finance reporting, he remains passionate about the impact insurance makes in the lives of all South Africans. And then last but not least, the facilitator of today's debate is Yashotin Subbia. Yashotin is an actuary with 10 years of work experience in the life insurance and savings industries, and during this time he has had product development, valuations, and consulting roles, and this has allowed him to build strong life insurance technical competencies as well as spend time understanding the policyholder perspective. I'm now going to hand over to Yashotin to facilitate this debate. I hope you all enjoy. Thank you.